All right, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Beautiful Defeat by Sarah Levick. I'm stopping automation. I am going to try a couple mics here because I'm not really sure which one this is. Let's try this. Hello?
We will give it a go.
No, not yet. Let's try this.
We will give it a go.
Ooh, there we go. Okay, let's bring the mic a little bit closer. You want to be almost kissing it, you know? Mm. Don't touch that. Mm-mm. It's a little nasty. You don't know how many lips have been on this thing because people don't know how to use the mic, you know?
Like myself.
Yeah. But you were doing it the other way. You were like, hey, everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not, you want to be like, you want to be whispering in people's ears.
Just a little tease.
Just a little teaser. All right, this is my brother. He's visiting from the great state of Wisconsin, if we could call it that. What is your favorite and least favorite thing about Wisconsin? Putting you on the spot here. We didn't recite this.
Ignoring the social aspects, the family aspects.
Yeah.
I do like,
which is both your favorite and least favorite, probably.
Four seasons. One of my friends pointed out he loves the four seasons because he's a runner.
Yeah.
So it keeps it diverse. But least favorite is that they're so extreme and sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of messed up that we get, like, negative 70 winters and also, like, 100 summers. And, like, the summers are long, too, I feel like.
Yeah.
We really do only have, I feel like, kind of two seasons in Wisconsin. Like, there's, like, a one-month fall and, like, a one-month spring. I feel like someone brought that up earlier, too, where they were like, I would like to live here, but I just feel like I need the seasons. I'm like, I haven't thought about that, like, ever at all when I've considered, like, where I want to live or, like, how I care about a place.
Bit of a indoor fellow.
I'm an indoor cat, for sure. I avoid the sun, if at all possible. Let's get some music going. Let's play some stuff. I want to start it off with some Subtronics. I don't know if I played this already on the show. I very well might have. I apologize. I've been all over the place lately, and my poor brother came to visit me and has basically subscribed himself to moving me completely out and completely into a new place. So, thanks.
These things happen. That's what I'm here for.
These things happen. So this is a new Subtronics song. It came out about 3 weeks ago. It's called Fall Back to Nothing. And I think I really love when Subtronics dips his toes or his hands or whatever he's using to make the music into the house scene a little bit. And I feel like he has this narrative in his head where, like, people don't want Subtronics house. Like, one of my friends got, like, a premium Subtronics ticket where they got a little, like, question and answering session with a group with him. And one of the questions was, like, when are you going to release all your, like, house stuff that you play during your shows? And he's like, oh, I sit on a ton of it, but I just feel like it's not part of the project. And I don't know if it's what people want, which is messed up because I feel like the house parts of the Subtronics set are, like, some of my favorite parts. And honestly, I do feel like now that I'm saying this, I feel like I've done it before. But we'll just let it rip, I think, because I also am not super caught up on new music given the whole move. So we'll jump right into it. This is Fall Back to Nothing with vocals by Saint Monet. Sounds really pretty, and I especially love some of the sound design in the kind of final drop. There is, like, a flang or, like, a twang or a... Wow, I definitely played this on the air because I feel like I totally, like, talked about this exact
thing. Bit of deja vu.
Yeah, I'm getting deja vu like crazy right now, but it's fine. A little bit of a wow. You'll hear it in about 2 minutes. Here we go. Fall Back to Nothing. Maybe.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, even if I did play that one on the show already, it's so good. And I love it with the speakers here. Like, there's a lot of really thumpy sub-bass in there that I feel like you don't really get with your headphones as much. You really got to feel it. And that's always been Subtronix's thing. Like, the difference between listening to his music, and I listened to it, like, all the time. I listened to it all the time prior to seeing him, and I thought I was, like, a really big fan, and, like, I got it. And then you, like, see him live, and it's genuinely, like, one of the best performances I feel like I've ever seen. He's so good at mixing. He's very, very kind to everyone at the, like, shows. And, like, all the stuff that he rips and, like, pulls out of nowhere is, like, so much fun. And it is visceral with, like, a good speaker system. It's just, ugh. You feel it throughout your entire body. It's awesome. Yeah, I've got some other stuff lined up, I guess. You have a sort of eclectic, unique song that you want to try, maybe.
It's something I found. I don't know
if anyone's ever heard of it. Or...
Yeah, it's not a big one.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of my friends said they liked it, so I checked it out.
Yeah. And have you listened to it before?
Once or twice.
Once or twice. Okay. All right. This is... do you have anything else you want to say about this song?
Nah.
Anything you'd like to choose out of, let's say, 50 things? do you have any? Let's say you had to choose something out of 50 things. Pick the first thing out of a set of, I don't know, some random set of 50.
You know, it's hard to tell,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'd go with Texas.
Texas? Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee, I should have known better than to take him back to Abilene. I put him right back. That was really good. That, I really liked that. So that was Choosing Texas by Elle.
Just had to throw our hat in the ring as all the radio stations have that on.
Yeah. Like, couldn't pass all the time. Is that what it's like? I feel like, okay, I don't listen to, like, general radio anymore, and I don't ever leave my house, so I don't hear it out. I don't hear, like, grocery store music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin right now, is that, like...
That is everything.
It's playing out, like, the channel. McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I can't listen to my own stuff right now in my car, because I just bought my new one, which is from 2004. So I don't have control over what I play unless I use a CD, which I have like two
of, and one of them's like Bach.
Yeah,
which is good.
I like,
but like,
now all of that said, Ella Langley kind of killed it with Choosing Texas.
Oh yeah,
for a song that's on the top charts, I usually don't care for those. This one I actually like, but that's not what we're here for.
We can go back to it.
Oh
if
no.
You wanna. No.
It's not hard to find.
All right,
I trust our listeners.
If you ever want to choose Texas, it's out there for you to choose. Wow, I have no idea how to follow up Choosing Country Rhythm. No, okay. Wow, this is such a loop. Why did you do this to me? Oh, I said McDonald's, right? Let's play McBass. That's 1 minute. It's gonna make me... Okay, here's McBass by Tom K. It's gonna make me figure out what I'm doing next.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't even need to take your order because I know that's what you wanted.
Oh,
Mick
yeah.
Bass, Tom X. Okay. What's the... Your... All right, pull up 11:52. What? I didn't even make my order yet. I know it's you. I know what you want. I know from your stupid yerp. You want 6-piece chicken nugget, medium Dr. Pepper, no ice. Okay, sorry.
Oh, man, that is what I want.
That is what I want. Oh, you got me. You need to look up this bit if you haven't seen it before. I don't even know.
I don't know how to coach you there either.
Yerp. Pull up.
McDonald's.
That can't be it. Don't look up your pull up. That sounds terrible. But yeah, maybe like I know your order. Country's kind of taking over the scene right now. So true, Agent 227. No, it is. I do feel like there's also been like a very big like country kind of like fusion into the pop scene. And a little bit of that was like Old Town Road. And a little bit of that has been like Sabrina Carpenter. Mm-hmm. And like it keeps, I don't know what's going on with like real country music, but I do know that like pop has had a ton of like country influence lately, which I'm not super against. I love a good like rowdy twang, a little bit of uneven, you know, like melodies and rhythm there, a little bit of a, you know,
word.
Yeah. Was that country? I don't know what country that is. Probably one of them. All right. I have a mini rant while we're on the talk here, I guess. I don't... Is like... Okay, let me try. We're having the whole talk.
On right air.
Now. I think it's this song. And I want to make sure... Wait, I'll... No. I just
PSA.
Caught that. I don't know if I can find it, because I actually don't know what it's called. That's a little rough. I might have to call an Audible. We'll play something else, and I'll call an Audible, and I'll text Nate and figure it out. But Illenium has just done, like, something crazy, which is released the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life, followed by, like, one of the best Illenium songs I've heard in my time listening to him. So I want to play both of those, but I don't know what the bad one is called. I'm assuming it's Feels Like You, because I think it's supposed to be, like, the most recent one. But I am just definitely going to have to, I don't know, it's just a mess. It's so bad. I'm sorry. I'm getting overwhelmed by how bad this is. When I play it, you're gonna be like, he released this? Didn't this already come out? Sorry. But it's kind of nuts. I want to play Contraband first. This is a short song, 1:51. Comes off of Skrillex's Girlfriend's new EP 911. It's 3 tracks on this EP. This one is Naisha, Skrillex, Beam, and Dilip. And it is sick. I love it a lot. It has the vocal from Redline Dash off of FU Skrillex, which apparently was Naisha for this song here. And I really, really like that song and that vocal like a ton. It's fun to hear it slowed down in a much more like groovy beat. I don't know. Lots of percussion. It's clean. Skrillex was on the production, so that makes sense. Let's get into it. I've been playing it a bunch. My brother's heard it like a billion times already, but we can both still shake our booty in the studio to it. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to shake your booty in the studio to it?
Sounds like I'm going to now.
It sounds like you're going to have to, because it's Contraband.
Don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, you got to get up. Get up!
Contraband with a bag full of cash. SRT speed, go red line dash. Contraband, you never know where I'm at. Jumping over border, jumping over border. of a
okay, sorry, I don't even know what that was. Oh, it's the next song on the EP, which I did save. I liked it. And So Then is pretty good, too. But Contraband is definitely the bop from the playlist. And my brother here, he shook more than I knew he had in those jeans, man. That was crazy. I think he took some inspiration from that Thanos gif, he said. Is that one?
That's the one?
That's the one. You've been watching that lately?
It plagues my mind.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just Google Thanos GIF. Thanos, I think just Thanos GIF will probably get you there, honestly. But you can look up Thanos dancing, and you'll know. You'll know when you see it. All right, I did phone a friend. Nate sent me the link because the song is not out yet. I need the Dalton live reaction to this song. Yeah, we'll do our best. I'm gonna have to figure out how to get this copied over to my computer very quickly. Let me just do this, and then do this, and then do this, and then one more, and then one more over here. Do you want to help me out? You want to say
anything?
I'm
kind of just enjoying the show.
Hey, what the heck? You're supposed to. Okay, you're getting this.
For our audio listeners, there's no show.
They're all. Okay,
I wish I didn't have eyes for that.
Bert? With your eyes, Bert, type stuff?
Right.
Okay.
On.
It's at 3617 of this Elaine set. Okay. So, one second. I'm definitely not just playing this right off of a YouTube video. And we're going to jump to 3617. And, to paint the picture here for people unfamiliar with Elenium. Dalton, how much do you know about Elenium?
I've seen the name.
You've seen the name. Can you name any songs by him?
Not by name.
Not by name.
But I'd know them.
Do you know
I heard them.
Good Things Fall Apart by John Bellion?
Not
going
by
to bed
name.
With a broken heart. I guess that sometimes good things fall apart.
Okay, yeah.
Tell me what you hate about. Yeah. That's Elenium. Okay, yeah. Perfect. So it's very, I feel like, very emotional EDM music sometimes. His live sets, I've caught his live sets. They go hard. They're pretty fun. This comes from one of his live sets. Apparently a song that he produced and is trying to release, may release. And I don't know. I'm just going to play it. But he's, first of all, very successful. Has a very huge following. Definitely kind of, I would say, one of the pioneers of, emotional EDM music, and more popular in that scene than, San Holo has, very wholesome, emotional EDM music, but it's in a very different direction, it's a very different fan base, a very different, I don't know how to describe it. Elenium is very, showy, very, he's played the Sphere at Las Vegas, and had, custom visuals for it of his Phoenix and everything. Very, very accomplished artist with a whole project theme and a whole stake to his claim, a whole reputation to uphold, decided to do this, I guess. Wait a second, that can't be it. That's not it at all. Why wasn't it playing? Why doesn't it want to play? Oh no.
Dalton. Maybe we're dodging a bullet here.
No, you need to help me out. I need you to hear this song. It's kind of video unavailable.
Oh.
Whoa, they took it down. They took it down, man.
Not going to stand for this slider.
Or maybe it's just not available on this Wi-Fi or something. I don't know.
We did it.
They might have taken it down. Anyway, okay, wow. Now that I've talked about it forever, I'll just play the original. It is it's one-to-one with this song right here.
Sitter det där med en trill och spelar Dota.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota.
I hear you, man.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota.
I feel you, man.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota och pushar på och smeker med motståndet vi leker. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar
lite... Okay. Yeah, just let's
like,
bring it back.
Like, first of all, you're not David Guetta. Like, David Guetta, Dangerous, incredible album. Incredible. Is that what it's called? I know that's one of the singles on it.
I thought it was called Dangerous, whatever.
David Guetta, Dangerous album? Yes. No, song. Listen.
Which was my favorite song on it.
Yeah.
Ignoring that.
Dangerous is really good on it. Yeah, honestly, probably the favorite of that song. Really, really good. Tons of fun builds, very thematic. And now David Guetta basically, like, releases more than one song every week, and they're songs that already came out with, like, some other, like, C-tier pop vocalist on top of it singing about nonsense. Sorry. But literally just go through his whole discography, and, like, I hate the I'm Blue cover. I'm sorry. Granted, the singer, not C-tier. But, like, why'd you sign up for that? Anyway... Elenium, what are you doing? You're in, like, the peak of your career. Why are you releasing, first of all, a take on probably one of the, like, most popular, like, meme EDM songs of all time? like it's not, like, it's not even, like, I'm Blue or, like something by Devo or something. It's, like, it's the internet meme song. And he was like, I can make it sound good or different.
Nah, I don't know.
Or something? I have no idea. Don't stop that. please stop. A good direction that you're going in, however, is this new release, When the Light Breaks, with Said the Sky and Heather Summer. I think this is awesome. Tons of, like, very new terrain, I feel like, for both Said the Sky and Elenium on this track. I remember Nate reached out to me about it and was like, it sounds very much like it could have come off of the FU Skrillex album. And I agree. There's a lot of that same, like, really choppy, punchy, like, sound design in, I think, the first and third drop. Very, very, like, the ethereal chunkiness. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I will.
The ethereal chunkiness? Apocryphal?
Apocryphal.
Sorry, where the... Okay. Do you want to explain apocryphal
real quick? Apocryphal is what I've been using as, like, a tagline when I say something that doesn't mean what I said. I have a bad habit of just using words how I want to use them and not what they mean.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a family thing we're used to. Because, like, our dad would always call, like, the dishwasher.
You, like, put the laundry in the dishwasher.
Things like that. But that's not what I'm doing. I'm just kind of saying, like, I like the word apocryphal, but I don't get to use it ever. So I'm just going to start using it in my sentences to push out a vibe.
It's kind of like a meta bit.
Yeah.
You say apocryphal when... you've communicated clearly using incorrect words, and apocryphal is not the word to describe that situation at all.
No.
So, but it comes from Peabody and Sherman.
And it has to do with words and stories and getting a point across. So, like, really, it's a home run. Apocryphal?
You might have been batted in, but it's okay. You might have been walked in. But... what were we talking about?
Elenium had a good song.
Elenium had a good song. Let's get into it. This is When the Light Breaks. It's very, very fun. And tons of different, like, drops in this one, too. Very exciting. Keeps you on your toes. Which, admittedly, is not something that I always expect from Elenium. Very good music, but not always expecting to be like, what was that? I didn't know you could do that with music. And I don't know if I'm getting a ton of that from here, but I was definitely like, oh, holy... wow. Christmas. Well, only 11 days. Okay, when the light breaks, here we go.
Been chasing the clouds, they're all around me. I don't know where to go, so I'm here. Just following the closest thing near me. And everyone knows you're not supposed to say you're drowning. So I try to stay afloat while I'm here, waiting for the day.
beautiful. Beautiful. And so much stuff happening in that song. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Okay, that isn't the Thanos dancing gif, but you did a really great job. That's a pretty good one. That wasn't what he was doing, but all right. It would have been cool if it was. Okay. Sorry. I got some stuff to play. Do you anything you're feeling?
Did I already play Kill Switch last time?
I don't think so.
I feel like I might have.
Maybe? Who did Kill Switch? Let's see. I don't think so.
It's worth a go.
Let's just do it,
This
man.
Is probably like my top song for the year on where I listen to music, because I don't
you can
get
say
too
it,
much.
It's okay.
Yeah. But like, I switched to YouTube like 2 years ago instead of Spotify, and I don't really know how they track things very well, because it corresponds to your actual YouTube history, but I don't know. This is like the one I start with when I'm driving if I get a chance to. So it's probably my top song. I only drive like 10 minutes at most.
Yeah, you just like to work and back kind of thing. Are you... So when you like start your listening session, you just like Kill Switch.
Yeah, and then it's
like,
either...
It's
going to
be like
my playlist
song,
or
it
just... It gets me up to speed.
Gets you up to speed?
Oh, yeah.
No spoilers type thing? Anything people should pay attention to, listen to in this song?
Nah.
Any special part? Do you know a specific timestamp?
No.
I do. 1:53.
That's cool. Is that in the song?
I hope. I don't know.
Does it go that long?
It's honestly just barely, kind of short actually. It's 2:15, so. All right, let's
There's words. I don't know what she's saying.
Okay, cool. Here's Kill Switch by Mechaloton. That kind of banged. That makes me
right.
That makes me want to get in my car and speed
exactly
a little bit. Well,
I can't speed in my van. It's like impossible for me.
Like, doesn't let you.
The speedometer is broken. So like this whole time, I thought I'd been like going the speed limit. I've been going like notably under it.
Oh,
so I thought I was like kind of cruising because a van, you know, it's all moving faster, feels heavier. It's
yeah, you get the
it's a different experience.
Built up.
And then I'm like checking my Google Maps, and it's saying I'm going like 5 below, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I see.
Pick it up a little.
Nice.
I gotta get that fixed. Unrelated.
I gotta check out more stuff by that person. And so you said you don't really know anything else by...
Yeah, that was a YouTube treat. Just kind of fed me that one.
Apparently the YouTube recommendation algorithm for music, not half bad.
Yeah, it's worth
praising. Not bad, worth checking out sometime. Sounds good, man.
PSA?
We could do the PSA. I've got one song that we can play that I've been kind of... It's been on the decks for a while, and I keep ending the show before we get to it kind of thing. Might put it on, let
like
you
the royal
shuffle
we
through
or
the
me and you we. The royal.
The royal.
All right.
But I might play it, hand you the PSA book, let you sift around, find one you want to enunciate.
It's not only a big word for me, but a tough ask.
Enunciation? Not only a big word, but a tough ask. I like that, actually. Okay. Here is Fade Away by Bishu. Oh! My brother just hit a nasty fade away. Kobe. But this Bishu, he does a lot of streams on music production. Most of them are very silly, frankly, but a lot of, like, he's a very talented producer, and I feel like when I first heard Bishu's music, it was Bomb by Bishu, and genuinely, like, one of the strangest songs I feel like I've ever heard. And it was one of his, like, debut songs as well. Like, he had a couple of releases prior, but this was a big release off of the Monster Cat label. I'm going to play just, like, a little bit of the drop of this song just so that you can hear what I'm talking about when I'm, like... I mean, this might not be too jarring anymore, frankly, but this came out in 2017. So, very early to the punch of whatever this is. And I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit here, but let's see. Yeah. When I first came out, I was like, I don't know if I really like this guy. I don't know if I'm going to like this music. And then his next release came out, and his next release came out, and I liked both of them a lot. And I went back to Bomb, and I was kind of like, I need to give this more time. I need to give it more listens. And I gave it a couple more listens, and it very, very much did grow on me. I feel like there's so many, like, weird directions that the song is going in at the same time. And, that, like, every time I listen to it, I feel like I can focus on a little different, like, you know, effect or style that he tried to throw into, like, that specific track or that specific, like, almost second or moment of a track. Very, very fun. And recently, Bishu's been exploring all kinds of stuff all over the place production-wise. He's been doing some work with Baby No Money as well, touring with him, being a DJ for some of his live shows. But this track, Fade Away, I feel like it's very much like a, I don't know, return to form of, like, how I remember Bishu's music of being, like, very, very playful, very kind of, like, I don't know if directionless is the right word, but, like, definitely not going where you're expecting things. I don't know, that's a very common theme for the kind of music that I like, but I really like this one. I think it's clean, and some of the, like, bass, like, I don't really know how to describe it. It's very fuzzy bass. Like, a lot of, like, vibrato in not a voice, but, like, a bass. I should have to figure out what that word is. But it feels like it's very resonant in your, like, all the cavities of your body that understand sound, which I suppose would be your ear? Can you back me up on this? You've got the book. Okay, sorry. I'm going to play Fade Away. And we'll do a PSA after that. So if you want knowledge, don't knowledge. Fade away.
Thank you.
Very, very fun. I love it. Did you know what I mean about that, like, very, very vibrate-y bass? Very shaky? Very...
I'm gonna say yeah, but...
Disappointing.
I'm gonna be honest.
Not your thing?
Not my language.
Not your language at all.
You gotta put it in apocryphal form.
Apocryphal? What about the song? Was the song... give me a second. Was the song, I actually can't think of, like, a wrong word to use here.
It's impossible. It's apocryphal.
Was that song rectangular enough for you?
No, I mean, I definitely felt it.
You felt the rectangle?
Yeah.
Okay. Apocryphal? Did I do that right?
I think so.
Okay.
You get a star or a rectangle.
You want to spread us some knowledge?
Yeah,
man?
I did pick one. You know. Even if I wasn't listening to you talk about
shaky
bass,
what
I did
heck?
Find a PSA.
Eat that mic, brother.
All right. Here's the PSA for the day. Be a hero. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. I... personally like to donate, so I picked that one.
Oh, because I don't, because you want to let everyone know you're a hero.
Yeah, I'm a hero. I wanted you to
please,
connect those dots.
Please, not everyone, don't call all at once to thank him.
I'm just doing my job.
Just doing it, just letting out a little. No, that is cool of you. If you can donate blood, you should. It's basically harmless, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you get a free cookie.
They treat you well, plasma. Too. No, like, they'll, where I go, they get free snacks.
Free cookie?
Free drinks, free snacks. Pretty much anything you ask for, if they can do it, they will, too. Like, you want a blanket or a pair of headphones or change the channel.
I remember when I gave blood, because I was trying to be a Gallon grad in high school or whatever. When I first gave blood, I was, like, really nervous of needles for a while. I feel like I'm much better at it now. Like, now I kind of realize, like, it just happens and then it's over with. So there's no big reason to make, like, a big deal about it. But, like, I used to be really scared of them, I feel like. And for that one, I remember I was like, can I just play music on, like, my iPod, like, out loud? Because I didn't have my headphones, like, while I do it. And they were like... They were like, no, because our school was like no electronics or whatever, you know? And then I was like, okay. And I had it like really quiet, like really quiet. And I was like laying on top of it. So I could like feel it in the back of my head almost, but like not even really hear it. Oh, man. And it was a song by Mern called After Dark. I was just looping it like crazy. Mm. It's very fun. I don't know. I just saw Yo with Sobi. It was really great. It was fantastic. Maybe we could play one of those songs.
Yeah.
Do you have any Yo with Sobi recs? Otherwise, I've got some stuff from the new album that's kind of fun.
I would trust you on this more.
You trust me on this one more?
Oddly enough, this is my genre.
This is your genre?
Usually.
Usually. You know, yeah.
Between the two of us, this is what I'm more likely to pump out.
But. Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like... I mean, I played this in the car, but I feel like this is the one that's very, very... I like it. It's very fun. So we're going to play Beery Beery. This is Yo with Sobi's... they did a collab track, I suppose, with Pokemon. And this is the one that they did. It was very fun on the showing. They had a lot of, like, Pokemon-themed visuals for this, too. Like, a lot of, like... They had a very maximal visual presentation. If I know you in real life, let me know, and I can try and get some videos to you. It was, like, it was crazy. Super, super fun. Tons of screens and tons of effects all over it. And so they had, like, a bunch of, like, little arts all plastered on top of each other. And for the Pokemon one, they had, like, Pokeballs and Pikachus and all kinds of fun stuff. Very fun. Very incredible group, too. I am not going to go... all into the lore here, but singer did covers of Vocaloid songs, composer did compositions for Vocaloid, and then they decided, let's make music together, and pretty much immediately took, like, the streaming world by storm, I feel like. Like, some of their first releases had, like, millions of streams, like, unnaturally fast for, like new artists, I feel like. And not, I'm not saying that in, like, a industry plant kind of way. Like, I they deserved it. I feel like their music was very different, and it is that all their songs try to be kind of like stories or like have a little bit of a narrative element to them as well. So their music videos are very charged too, I feel like. Very fun. It's a little like anime episode sometimes too, which is kind of fun, especially the Hanabi one, I feel like. Anyway, here's Beery Beery. Very, very fun. And fun fact, which I didn't know, the, like, more digital kind of 8-bit sound on this is sampled from the original Pokemon soundtrack. And they played it a little bit at the live show, so you could kind of hear it ease into the song and get the sample, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because I definitely wouldn't have caught it earlier. I would have just been like, it's 8-bit. It sounds like 8-bit sounds. Very, very fun collab track. A lot of the lyrics on it, I was looking at the translated lyrics, and they're all themed around like the colors of the names of the early games. So they have like red, blue, and green, and gold, and silver, and crystal, and then like ruby, sapphire, emerald kind of stuff. Very fun.
Like to see that.
Lots of electricity themed lyrics in there too. Give me a jolt type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pikachu. That's one of the Pokemon, as my mom would tell you. No, actually, I feel like mom, for a little bit, had like pretty decent Pokemon knowledge.
She was always on eBay trying to find us plushies.
eBay with like the plushies.
Like, knew the difference.
But she knew like Lapras, you know, like
which
kind of by name, which I don't know. Did you know Lapras had
no.
A G-Max form, a V-Max form, a Dynamax form?
One of them.
Yeah, it's like a big volcano island thing or something.
That was real?
No.
Oh. Shared dream.
Then. Shared dream. Wait, no. Is it? Lapras G-Max.
It's in Pokemon Go?
It's gotta be. Yes, it is a thing. It's got like, wow, it has the Parish song like around it. Was Lapras the first Pokemon to be able to know Parish Song? Does anyone else know this? Please call in right now. Oh, no, please don't. I don't know how to answer the phone on the new one, but don't tell them that I said that. We've got 5 minutes. Last chance. Last chance. Wow, I don't know why that came out like that.
Last one. I mean, that's an easy one to follow up for me.
Yeah.
Because the only new music I have is Fuamoco.
Fuamoco, let's do it,
which
man.
Is kind of tradition.
It's tradition. On a brother show, we got to get a little Fuamoco in because we're Bow Wow homies. Or what do they call their fans?
Ruffians. Yeah.
Yes. You didn't have to tell me. I remembered.
In sync.
Fuamoco. Is this the collab one?
That's the newest, I think.
The newest one. Yeah. Okay, so it's called do you know?
Side by Side?
Is this it? Perhaps?
That's their second newest one. That's just them. And I like that
is
one.
Is it not on here? Oh, Side by Side?
Yeah. Maybe it's not as new as I thought it was.
Maybe
it
not
matter.
As new as I thought. But this is also a little bit of wait, who's Iobon plus 81? Did he change his name? Or is this like a side project? Wait, I need to know this like right now. I'm a very, very big fan of Iobon's production. I feel like it's like on another level. No, okay, it's... He split his project. Okay. So there's an Iobon, and there's an Iobon 81 plus... And Iobon 81 Plus is for all of his, like, internet high-intensity music, I feel like.
Mm.
And then Iobon Regular is, like, more chill.
A.K.A. you're in for a treat.
You're in for a treat. I love high-intense Iobon. Like, he did the soundtrack for, Nerdy Internet Streamer Overload or whatever?
Something
Overdose,
like that.
Something like that. Crazy game concept. even crazier soundtrack. But let's get into it. Anything we need to know about Fuamoco before we get into this?
Bow Bow!
Bow Bow! We've got 5 minutes left. This is Bow Bow Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm here with my brother, and we are Side
by Side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm picking up.